Another Cowboys loss this morning at the hands of the Giants yesterday. The season is over. Dallas finishes 7-9-1. And joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to talk about it is the owner and GM of the team. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
What? What do you want?
Morning.
What do you want to talk about? Go ahead. Unload on me. You know I'm not talking to the media. Y'all are the only ones I talk to.
That's right. Okay. You didn't talk to anybody after the game last night. We thank you for talking to us this morning. How do you feel right now?
Well, it kind of feels like I got my ass kicked thoroughly up between my shoulder blades by the really slow kid in the neighborhood. That's what that game was. And keep in mind, then, you know, them Giants, they did all that without even having their talented running back, that Cam Scatterboob. They did it without him, and that's just an embarrassment.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, we thought it was bad when they put a lot of points up with Russell Wilson earlier in the season. Yesterday it was Jackson Dart. What'd you think of his play?
Well, I think old Jackson Dart has a lot of a lot of potential to be a really good quarterback, but it's kind of hard to judge.
Yeah,
how good he really is when he's playing our defense.
So, true. That is true.
You know, our defense makes it their hobby to resurrect the career of every spare and washed-up QB who can somehow manage to still squeeze on the helmet. But, but yeah, that Jacklin Dirt, I'm sure he annoys me. Does he annoy you, George?
Yeah, he's pretty annoying.
He's cockier than a gate agent with a good lawyer.
Okay.
I know how that
Come
feels.
On now.
I know how that feels.
All right, the last couple of weeks you've been hinting that there might be some big changes coming this offseason. You want to give us any further hints as to what those might be?
Is that Craig?
Yes.
Craig, are you starting stuff again?
Well, maybe.
That sounds
I heard
like
you.
It.
I
that
heard you
like
on
it.
Your station. You ranting against our team this morning. I heard you. I heard you. Well, you're going to be very happy to hear this. Yes, we are making major changes because we cannot let this continue.
Mm-hmm.
We need some major changes at the top. And so we're starting at the top.
Okay.
At the top of the menu, the prime rib stadium nachos will now be $38. That's $5 convenience charge we're tacking on. And we're going to introduce the Memorial Larry Allen Nacho Mountain. 10 pounds of nachos, $200. So bring your credit cards, Cowboy fans.
No, we're not talking about food. We were hoping for like roster or coaching personnel, like the future of your defensive coordinator, Matt Eberflus.
Well, George, thank you for that. I'm going to be very candy with you right now.
Okay.
We're going to be very candy, and we're probably going to move on from Mac Eberflus.
Eberflus, uh-huh.
And it's not so much because of his performance as defensive coordinator.
Okay.
Although it could be. But really because he's got an effed up last name. I mean, who's ever heard of that last name?
He's the first. Yeah.
He's the first one any of us have ever heard of.
That is true.
I've told you before, it sounds like something that fake Swedish chef from the Muppets might improv in a line. And you guys know me. You've known me for a while. I don't like verbal gymnastics. I have a hard time with the English language. Don't throw a last name at me like Eberflus.
Eberflus, yeah. Speaking of names that you've had a hard time with, are you going to re-sign Jadeveon Clowney?
Well, Jadeveon Clowney, he has certainly been a good player for us this year. But I'm tired of pronouncing his name, too, so I'm cutting him. And I figure I'm paying way too much to lose football games right now. So at this point, I'm thinking about just running Jerry Jr.'s Pee Wee League team out there on my roster next year.
Is he on a Pee Wee team?
He is.
Well, that makes me...
And he's about middle of the pack, too. You'd think he'd be a little bit better since he's twice the size.
Yeah, you'd think. Well, that doesn't make me feel great then about the potential negotiations with George Pickens. And
hey, look, old jumping George Pickens, he stood out as one of our best players this year.
Yeah.
Stood out, which means it's my duty as general manager to order Steven to get on the walkie-talkie to cut him. That's the way it always happens with our team. Yeah, it always has to go through Steven and a walkie-talkie.
Okay.
Happen. No, I think about cutting him just to give a Cowboy fan some more drama for the soap opera. I like being in that news cycle. I want to be in a news cycle.
We're afraid of that.
Hey, by the way, the only thing that I think is worse than watching our defense is watching that Fox halftime show. That cross-eyed abortion Rob Gronkowski is a tool, isn't he?
Okay.
Oh, man, come on.
And I chewed off half my nails watching Terry Bradshaw trying to get a complete sentence over the goal line yesterday.
It's a chore sometimes.
It's horrible. Yeah, it's horrible. It's George, bad. Why don't you step in and take over?
I don't know if I'd be much better.
Yeah, why don't you take over?
Yeah, you need to take over.
Okay.
So what grade would you give Brian Schottenheimer, your coach, for his rookie season?
Either F minus or F double minus.
Really?
Yes. Yes. I think that, you know, he's real good at regurgitating Ted Lasso episodes. But he's just not good. You know, he's got all that dialogue down. He knows the speeches.
Yeah.
But I pay him to win football games, and he's not doing that near enough.
Yeah.
Now, I know you guys love him. And you're all, oh, Shoddy, this team loves Shoddy. Oh, Shoddy.
You've been saying that, too. You love him, too.
Well, don't listen to a word I say.
Okay.
Y'all need to quit saying it.
We should have learned that a long time ago.
That's right. You should have. You should have. He's horrible. He's horrible. Shoddy is horrible. But he's familiar and comfortable, so I'll keep him for another 6 years.
Okay. All right, here was something different. Yesterday we got to see Joe Milton. I don't know why Dak was benched, but we did see Joe Milton. What'd you think of him?
Well, I didn't like what I saw.
Yeah?
I think his haircut looks silly, and it looks like a failed science experiment that involves, like, glue, yarn, and regret. I'm not sure what the recipe is. But yeah, you know, I just don't think he's our future.
You're not
but
feeling
he is exciting. He's exciting.
Yeah.
I like that part.
Well, here's another offseason upon us, earlier than most Cowboy fans wanted, but here we are again. What are your priorities going to be this offseason?
Drunk, and more drunk. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
No, my priorities this offseason, when you're getting to my age, your priorities are just to stay alive.
Oh. Well,
just to try to stay alive.
You look good. You're doing fine.
And also to fly my helicopter into Baruka's little stabbing cabin that she got set up in on my dime. Okay. That's my priority.
Well, Jerry,
George.
Hang in there.
I'm having a hard time, George. Pray for me.
Okay, we will.
Pray for me.
We'll see you. Have a good off season. There goes Jerry.